After a week of warnings, a heavy-duty storm washed into the Bering Sea early this morning. Hurricane-force winds smacked the far western Aleutian Islands, and while the storm has disturbed life at sea, it's expected to start losing power fast. KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal has more.
As the storm made its way into the Bering Sea on Friday morning, it became clear that it wouldn't be entering the record books. Joe Wegman is a meteorologist for the National Weather Service. He says the low pressure system isn't strong enough to take the title of lowest ever, but it is packing a punch.
The storm right now is over the far western Bering Sea to the northwest of Shemya. It's reaching about its peak intensity right now. From this point forward, it's going to be very slowly weakening.
That's because weather fronts are breaking off from the low pressure system and hitting individual islands like Shemya. It's a small outpost in the western Aleutians with just a few military instruments and contractors. Gusting winds reached 96 miles per hour there on Friday morning. That kind of activity could continue.
Each time a front comes through, you can have a short-term increase in the winds with gusts that could get even higher, and they always are accompanied by a wind shift.
A shift in direction, that is. Every front takes a little bit out of the storm, including the one that's just hitting Adak this evening. City Manager Leighton Lockett is watching it build.
It was calm this morning, which would have been really nice for the rest of the day. But sadly, it has increased in wind. So we've seen, I think, peak at about 49 so far. You know, we're really not seeing anything outside the ordinary of a nasty, kind of gloomy day. But other than that, life goes on right now.
The same goes for Unalaska. While moderately gusty winds are expected overnight, the skies were calm and sunny on Friday morning. It would have been a good day for the Cornelia Marie to finish up their Red King crab season. But instead, they were tied up at the dock in Unalaska, and engineer Travis Laughlin was fixing a damaged crane.
If this wasn't going on, I should be down in Key West racing from the Offshore Powerboat World Championships is what I should be doing right now. Unfortunately, it doesn't always go as planned, and here we are still in Dutch.
Like a lot of fishing crews, they opted not to take their chances on the water. Captain Wes Swimmelaar has been fishing for 35 years, and in that time, he's worked in seas as rough as those projected to hit the central Bering Sea over the weekend. But crab isn't a derby anymore. With no time crunch, Swimmelaar and the crew of the Barber J decided to go back to port in St. Paul.
We probably could go charging back right out to the grounds as soon as we're done unloading and get our asses kicked today, tonight, tomorrow, and everything would be fine. But I'm not going to. I'm going to go to the north side of the island and put my anchor out and just sit there for about 36 hours and then go fishing.
Cargo ships were also taking steps to get out of the storm's path. Brett Farrell tracks those vessels for the Marine Exchange of Alaska. And for most container ships,
they've gone much farther north after going through Unimak Pass. And then what I'm also seeing is a lot of cargo vessels just kind of stopped and loitering and piling up around the Shumagin Islands off the Alaska Peninsula.
They're not bunched around shore, though. Farrell says vessels have to stay 12 miles off the coastline as part of a new regulatory program implemented this year. More than 1,800 cargo vessels have signed up to cut their risk of an oil spill rather than meet a new Coast Guard regulation. That would force them to have fast access to spill response equipment anywhere in the state.
And that's virtually impossible to meet for the entire coastline of Alaska, just because of the vast distances that we're talking about in the remote areas, and it would require response hubs out in places where there's no infrastructure whatsoever.
In a way, the storm is the first big test of this new alternative program for cutting risk. If vessels meander too close to shore, Farrell says they'll get a stiff warning. Until then, ships will spend the rest of the weekend doing something they're used to in the Bering Sea, wishing for better weather. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal with help from Annie Ropeek,